愿大家平安。
May peace be with you tonight.
在上个礼拜的读经里面，我们有读到历代志上。
Last week's Bible reading, we had covered First Chronicles.
那我们现在来看历代志上的第四章，其中有两节圣经节，谈到亚比士的祷告。
Let's look at 1 Chronicles chapter 4 to look at 2 verses 9 and 10 that covers the prayer of Jabez.
那我们来思想，这祷告今天对我们有什么意思？
Let us reflect upon what this meaning of this prayer is.
这两节圣经节会很出名，是因为，哎呀，有一个记者写了一本书叫《亚比士的祷告》。
These two verses are quite notable because there is an author that wrote about the prayer of Jabez.
因为他是一个基督徒，然后他在年轻的时候，他试着照着这两节圣经节祷告。
This author was a Christian, and when he was young, he had based his prayer on these two verses.
结果他说每一句话都实现了。
And so he found out that every phrase in these two verses came true.
所以他写了一本书叫《亚比士的祷告》，可能我们很多人都看过。
So that is why he wrote this book, The Prayer of Jabez, that we might have all have read.
而且这本书有一阵子成为《纽约时报》最畅销的一本书。
And this, at some point in time, was New York's number one bestseller.
但是，他在书里面写的，他所体验到的，可能跟我们从圣经了解的不太一样。
The reflections he had in this book may be a little bit different than from the reflections we have.
好，我们先来看列代志上第四章。
Let's now look at 1 Chronicles chapter 4.
第四章的第九节。
Verse 9. Now Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, Because I bore him in pain.
亚比士这个名字本身就很特别。
This name, Jabez, is quite remarkable.
他下面说，意思说我生他甚是痛苦。
And the meaning is because I bore him in pain.
所以他的妈妈用亚比士这个名字来纪念他生亚比士的痛苦。
His mother used this name, Jabez, to remember the type of pain that she had went while she gave birth to him.
但是在第九节的第一句话说，他比众弟兄更尊贵。
But in the first part of verse 9, it says he was more honorable than his brothers.
这个可能是他活的一辈子以后人对他的结论。
And this could probably because this was a conclusion to his life.
因为刚刚生，你怎么去比较这个小孩子比那个小孩子还尊贵呢？
How are you able to really measure the honor of one child compared to another.
就是活了很久以后，每一个小孩子把它比较起来，你就发现，这个小孩子比其他更尊贵。
So in other words, you're saying that the children have grown up. How can you really compare who is more honorable than the other?
所以虽然他的名字跟痛苦连在一起
，Even though his name is associated with pain and sorrow，
但是他活着的结论确实比其他人更尊贵。
But the conclusion of his life is that he has much more honor and value amongst others.
那这个关键在哪里？
And so, what is the conclusion here?
这个关键就是第十节第一句。
What is the crux of the matter is actually in verse 10.
请读。
Verse 10, and Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, "Oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me, and that you would keep me from evil." That I may not cause pain, so God granted him what he requested.
这里说亚比士就求告以色列的神。
Then here it says, Jabez called on the God of Israel.
那接下去他大概有四个跟五个祷告。
And then after that, he had 4 to 5 items of prayer.
然后最后一句话说，神就应允他所祈求的。
And in the very last phrase, it says, God granted him what he had requested.
所以一个人很可能活着一辈子会很痛苦，但是因为他懂得求告神，那活的一辈子的结论，他反而比别人更尊贵。
Man might live a whole life of pain, but that because they follow unto God, that their life might be much more precious and valuable.
所以我们可以了解这个亚比斯他人生的改变是通过他的祷告。
And the turning point or the changes in transformation Jabez's life was due to prayer.
因此我们今天要了解祷告确实是我们做基督徒一个蒙福的一条路。
And so the prayer, as we know, is a one that is a life of that pleases God, or provides us blessing.
那我们要祷告之前，有一个最基本的问题，就是神为什么要听我的祷告
？So the most basic question you ask yourself is why does God want to listen to our own prayer?
那这个问题解决了，我们祷告才会有信心呢。
And so when we find the answer to this question, then we are able to gain faith.
在旧约时代。
And in the Old Testament days,
以色列百姓
the people of Israel,
这个以色列就是神的王子
Israel is actually the prince of is God,
是非常尊贵的
and this is they are very precious,
是跟神立约的
and that is because they have a covenant with God,
所以每一个小孩子生下来第八天要受割礼
so that is why after a son is born, after 8 days, he was circumcised.
神说他看顾以色列人，好像看顾眼中的这个瞳人。
And so when God looks at these Israelites, he sees as his own people. As if he's in his own pupil.
所以在神看起来是非常宝贵的。
And so God looks at them with such great preciousness and value.
所以圣经说，有的母亲会忘记小孩子，但是神绝对不会忘记他的百姓。
So it says a mother might forget his own their child, but God will not forget his own people.
那今天我们又不是以色列人，是凭着什么我们可以向神祷告，神会听我们祷告？
Nowadays, we ourselves are not Israelites. How is it that we are able to pray to the Lord?
我们看约翰福音第一章。
Let's look at John chapter 1.
约翰福音的第一章。
John chapter 1.
11节、12节。
Let's turn to John chapter 1, verse 11 and 12.
约翰福音第一章11节、12节。
John chapter 1, verse 11 and 12. Verse 11, He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. Verse 12, But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name.
这里说主耶稣来到自己的地方，自己的人倒不接待他。
It says here that Jesus came to his own, and his own did not receive him.
这个世界是他造的。
This world was created by him.
所以应该是属主耶稣本身了。
So it must belong to his.
包括地上的人。
And including those of this earth.
但是自己地方倒不接待他。
And so his own created place did not regard him.
所以没有人接待他。
No one, then that means no one received him.
那十二节说，凡接待他的，就是信他名的，他就给他们权柄做神的儿女。
But then those who have received him are those who believe in his name, and he's given them the right.
所以今天我们相信耶稣是救主。
So today we believe that Jesus is a savior.
他就给我们一个 right, 一个权柄。
And he has given us that right.
那这个权柄是什么？
What is this right?
就是做神的儿女。
This right is to become children of God.
也就是说，神就是变成我们的父。
And that is to say that God is our Father.
那我们跟神的关系就变成父子的关系。
So our relationship to God is that He is our Father.
那也因为这个关系，所以我们能够放心、坦然无惧来向神求。
And because of this relationship, we can put aside our cares and worries.
所以我们常常在引用路加福音，我们看路加福音的一节圣经节。
So many times we look at Luke. Let's look at a very famous passage in Luke.
11章13节。
Let's look at Luke chapter 11, verse 13. Luke chapter 11, verse 13. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?
神给我们最宝贵的恩赐是圣灵。
God gave us the most precious blessing, which is the Holy Spirit.
那这里说，你们虽然不好。
It says here that even though you are not good yourself,
evil, 英文叫
you are evil,
这地上的父亲。
And but then your earthly father
是最爱我们的。
He gives us, he loves us so much.
但是跟天父的爱比较，这个变成不好。
But then compared to the Heavenly Father, his love is not perfect or not as good.
那如果地上的父母都知道拿好东西给儿子，那天父岂不将一切好的给我们吗？
If our earthly parents would give us what is good of this world, wouldn't that much mean much more that our Heavenly Father would give us what is best?
所以为什么通过我们的祷告可以改变我们的命运？
Why is it that through prayer it can actually change our destiny?
Yeah, 因为我们祷告的对象是我们的父亲。
Because our direction in our prayer is toward our Father.
他是又真又活的神。
Because he is a living and powerful God.
他爱我们，他又能帮助我们，他又愿意帮助我们。
Because he loves us and he's willing to help us.
所以祷告是我们改变我们前面命运的一个最好的方法。
So in order to sort of change our destiny, we can use prayer.
好，那我们现在回来看，到底亚比是在祷告什么？
What exactly is Jabez praying about?
好，我们来回来看历代志上第四章。
Let's turn back to 1 Chronicles chapter 4.
第十节。
Verse 10. Verse 10, and Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, Oh, that you would bless me indeed, and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me, and that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain. So God granted him what he requested.
第一个亚比是说甚愿你赐福于我。
And it says here, Oh, that you would bless me indeed.
所以亚比是求神能够赐福给他。
So God, Jabez pleaded the Lord, saying, Oh, bless me.
所以要得到神给我们的福气，可以向神祷告。
To gain the blessing from God, we should pray toward Him.
那今天到底我们要求什么福气？
And then today, what exactly are the kind of blessings we must pray for?
常常我们如果仔细回想过来看。
If we look in retrospect,
真的我们祷告的那个范围很小。
That our prayer or the model of our prayer is quite small.
都是一个很小的范围，范围很小。
Our prayers are themselves very small and minute.
那圣经说主耶稣教导我们的祷告。
And then in the Bible it tells us how to pray.
就是那个主导文呢。
Jesus tells us to pray through the Lord's prayer.
主导文只有一句话今天的饮食日用的是今天赐给我。
And then there is a phrase that talks about "Give us this day our daily bread."
跟生活有关的只有一句话。
And in fact, there's only one phrase that has to do with daily life.
但是我们今天差不多所有祷告的内容都是跟现实生活有关系。
So in actuality, everything that we pray for is almost has to do with our living in this world or living day to day.
所以当亚比说求神祝福我，应该有更宽阔的内容可以祷告。
So you can see that for Jabez when he says, "Oh, bless me," it's probably of a wider content.
那到底要祷告什么
？What exactly should we pray for？
我们如果从保罗的书信看他为以色列为众信徒的代祷。
If we look at the epistles of Paul and how he prayed for the members，
那我们就知道说求神祝福我们，原来有很多可以祷告。
Actuality, when we say, "Oh, bless me, Lord," is actually we can pray for many things.
那这些福气啊，特别宝贵的是属灵的福气。
And all these blessings, amongst all these blessings, the ones that are most precious is the spiritual ones.
我们来看以弗所书。
Let's look at the book of Ephesians.
以弗所书的第一章十七节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 17.
二十八节。
Verse 18.
请读十七十八。
Verse 17 and 18.That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. 18. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling, what are the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints.
19.
Verse 19. And what is the exceeding greatness of His power toward us who believe according to the working of His mighty power?
在所有以弗所书里面，在所有保罗书信里面，大部分他的代祷都是从属灵上来看。
In all of the Pauline epistles, actually, this is where he looks on, spiritually speaking.
这里说求神赐给我们属灵的智慧跟启示。
It says here that the Lord would give them the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
就是通过圣灵给我们智慧跟启示我们。
That through the Spirit, Holy Spirit, we may gain wisdom and revelation.
这就是福气啊。
This is a blessing.
什么福气？
What kind of
blessing? 使我们真知道他。
It is when we truly understand and know Him.
真知道神，真知道主耶稣。
To truly know Jesus Christ.
那因为通过神给我们的智慧跟启示，所以我们心中的眼睛能够明亮。
That through the wisdom and revelation, our eyes can be enlightened.
所以我们不再只看到物质界，我们看到灵界。
That we don't just look at the things of this world, that we transcend that and look at things of heaven.
那眼睛一开，我们就看到三件事情。
When our eyes are open, we see three things.
神的恩召有何等的指望。
It is to see his wondrous hope.
然后他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
And then also the riches of his glory.
他向我们这个信的人所显的能力何等的浩大。
And then also his wondrous greatness of his power.
这个能力的浩大最后就是讲死人复活。
His exceeding greatness of power is talking about those who resurrect.
这个就是保罗所祈求属灵的福气。
And so this is the spiritual blessing that Paul prayed for.
我们再看第三章。
Let's look at chapter 3.
十六节。
Verse 16.Ephesians chapter 3 verse 16 that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might through his spirit in the inner man.
这里说求神借着他的灵叫你们里面那个人能够刚强起来。
That according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might through his spirit in the inner man.
所以我们有肉体，这个叫外在的人。
So we have flesh. This is our physical body.
还有一个叫里面的人，这就是灵性。
And then we have the inner man, which is our spiritual self.
所以这就是福气，就是神帮助我们，让这个灵性能够刚强起来。
And this is a blessing to allow our spiritual inner man to help us to be strengthened.
那这个灵性刚强有什么好处？
And what is this? What is the use of strengthening in the spirit?
灵性一刚强，信心就进步。
Strengthening through the spirit means that your spirituality will be stronger.
爱心就有根基。
There'll be a root of love.
这个都是连在一起的。
And this goes hand in hand.
然后十八节。
Verse 18.
能够明白基督爱何等的长阔高深。
So that you may comprehend with all the saints what is the width, length, depth, and height.
当一个人有这个属灵的智慧来明白神的爱。我们一生活着就非常的幸福。
When this person has wisdom to comprehend the love of God, then they will know everything.
这个就是恩典。
This is the blessing.
但是是属灵的。
But this is spiritual.
是可以祷告，是可以追求的。
You can pray for it. You can pursue it.
我们再看腓立比书。
Let's look at the book of Philippians.
腓立比书的第一章。
Philippians chapter 1.
第九节。
Verse 9.
还有第十节。
And 10.Verse 9. And this I pray that your love may abound still more and more in knowledge and in all discernment. 10. That you may approve the things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ.
11.
Verse 11. Being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God.
这里保罗为腓立比教会祷告。
Here Paul prays to the church of Philippi.
让他们知爱心在知识上、见识上多而又多。
That they love, their love may abound still more and more in knowledge and discernment.
不只是爱心，还包括知识跟见识。
And not just love, but also knowledge and discernment.
那这样啊，他们就能够分别是非。
So that they can discern, or they can discern.
诚实无过的人。
And be sincere and without offense.
在生活中结满了很多很有价值造就人荣耀神的这种行为这个果子。
So that in their lives they may manifest the fruits of the righteousness in their actions.
那这个就是恩典。
And this is blessing.
但这是属灵的。
But this is spiritual blessing.
所以这个亚比斯的祷告今天虽然我们每一样都有但是我们的祷告如果进到属灵来看呢，有很多很有价值的可以追求。
And these elements we have, we share with Yabez, but do we must have these type of elements that are described in the, to be able to really have an effective prayer.
哥罗西书第一章。
Let's look at Colossians chapter 1.
哥罗西书第一章。
Colossians chapter 1.
第九节第十节。
Verse 9 and 10. For this reason we also, since the day we heard it, we do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God.
这里说我们的祷告可以求神让我们有属灵的智慧跟悟性，能够满心知道神的旨意。
And this in our prayer, we ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding.
就每一件事情都知道神要我们怎么做。
And that in every issue in our life, we know what God wants us to do.
那这样的生活有什么不同？
And in this type of life, what kind of difference is there?
我天天不是活得很好，活得很快乐吗？我为什么要这样祷告？
Don't I live every day of my life very happily?
这个第四节就讲有四个好处。
It says, well, why do I have to pray? And in this, there are four different uses.
第一个，行事为人对得起神。
And then the first one is that the Lord would...
Verse 10. 第一章第十节。
That the Lord would...
Chapter 1, verse 10, 第一句话。
You may walk worthy of the Lord.
Yeah, 第一个好处就是我们的生活在神面前看起来是有价值的。
So that we can see that our lives in the eyes of the Lord have value.
第二个。
Verse 2.
每一件事情神都喜悦我们。
That in every issue in our life that it fully pleases him.
这太可贵了。
And this is so valuable and precious.
那第三件。
Thirdly.
在善事上多结果子。
And to in every good work be fruitful.
那第四件。
And the fourth item.
渐渐多知道神。
Is to increasingly know the Lord.
对神的了解越来越深。
To be able to understand him more deeply.
这个就是神在赐给我们属灵的恩典。
And these is, are the blessings that the Lord has bestowed on us.
所以我们看到亚比斯的祷告，不是说我们现在什么都有，都没有什么个祷告。我们如果看到保罗的代祷，那个就叫属灵的恩典，就是今天我们祷告的目标。
So we need to put our eyes in upon toward Paul and have the elements of his prayer. It's not just that we are we have everything in our life and we have nothing to pray about, but we need to reflect on what Paul prayed for.
好，我们现在回来看历代志上的第四章。
Let's look back at First Chronicles chapter 4.
历代志上第四章第十节第二句话说扩张我的境界。
So in the second part of verse 10, and enlarge my territory.
我们一般在了解这一节都是用物质的观点来看。
We realize that enlarging territory means from a physical nature.
神有没有祝福我？
Is that if the Lord, did the Lord please, bless us?
如果信耶稣受洗以后，我生意越来做越大，这个叫扩张地界。
After I believe and I baptize, then my business will be very prosperous.
这个叫做 enlarge the territory.
And this referring to enlarging my territory.
所以我们在了解神的爱，我们在祷告的对象差不多都用物质上、今生上在描写。
And so from what we understand, we use the physical effects of our life in our world to say that that's the blessing of God.
我们在公司里面越爬越高，这个神扩张我的境界，所以你看我部门人越来越多。
Such as when you climb higher on the corporate ladder and you have all these good rewards.
那书读得越来越好，影响力越来越大，扩张我的境界。
And just like enlarging territory means I study hard, very hard, and then this broadens my horizons for me.
但是哥林多前书十五章怎么说？
What does the First Corinthians chapter 5 say?
15,
chapter 15.
他说我们信耶稣如果在今生有指望就比众人更可怜。
It says that
如果我们信耶稣只在我们现在这个时候活着的这个时候有盼望我们比众人更可怜。
So if in this world we live as Christians and we have hope, we are much more pitiful than those who do not.
这个就表示神真的要给我们可贵的不是这个世界的。
So this is what the Lord wants to give us, the most precious thing that the Lord wants to give us that the world can't give us.
那这个扩张境界是什么意思?
And so what does it mean to enlarge our territory?
我们看诗篇的16篇。
Let's look at Psalms, verse chapter 16.
诗篇的16篇。
Psalms chapter 16.
第五节,
verse 5 and 6. O Lord, you are the portion of my inheritance and my cup. You maintain my lot. 6. The lines have fallen to me in pleasant places. Yes, I have a good inheritance.
这个地方大卫这样作诗,
over here, David is writing a psalm.
说我的产业实在美好,
it says, Lord, you are the portion of my...
第六节最后一句话,
yes, I have a good inheritance.
那个产业是什么?
What is this inheritance?
不是Irvine的财产。
What is Irvine's inheritance?
不是在Irvine财产。
This inheritance is not in Irvine.
我的产业实在美好是什么?
What does this mean when it says, yes, I have a good inheritance?
就是第五节的第一句话。
And that is the first part of verse 5.
神是我的产业。
And it is, Lord, you are the portion of my inheritance.
所以我们信主耶稣之后，这个扩张境界就是从地面上能够扩张到属灵上。After
we believe in Jesus Christ, enlarging our territory, it transforms from physical to spiritual, in which we can reach God.
迦南地有两个意思。The
land of Canaan has two meanings.
一个是亚伯拉罕脚踏到那个迦南地。And
so the Canaan is there's a physical Canaan, which is the one that Abraham's feet stepped on.
那另外一个是亚伯兰脚踏到迦南地以后，他心里所向往那一个天上的家乡。
And then after he actually physically stepped on the canon, there is another canon which is everything that he hoped and dreamed for.
所以亚比斯祷告说，求神扩张我的地界。
So Yabez actually prayed to God to say, enlarge my territory.
今天就是求神 打开我们的眼睛，让我们视野宽阔，能够看到属灵的那块地。
And that is today to open up our eyes so that we can see the spiritual land.
然后我们就会非常的羡慕，非常的感谢神。
So then we will be awestruck and we will thank God.
我们先来看摩西爬到山上，出埃及记24章。
Let's look at Exodus chapter 24, in which Moses is leaving Egypt.
出埃及记24章。
Exodus chapter 24.
从第9节到11节。
Verse 9. Then Moses went up, and also Aaron, Nadab, and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel. 10. And they saw the God of Israel, and there was under his feet, as it were, a paved work of sapphire stone, and it was like the very heavens in its clarity. Verse 11. But on the nobles of the children of Israel he did not lay his hand, so they saw God, and they ate and drank.
我们想摩西一到40岁以前住在哪里?
We think, where did Moses live up to when he was 40 years old?
住在王宫。
He actually lived in a palace.
他每一天看到什么?
What did he see every day?
金银宝石.
He saw gold, silver, and bronze, and jewels.
这些真的能够满足他吗?
Did all these things actually, did it make him content?
摩西看到什么?
What did Moses see?
看到很多的仆婢在服侍他.
He saw a lot of servants that were serving him.
他看到很多最终的快乐.
He saw a lot of happiness there in front of him.
那摩西从王宫出来。
And then Moses came out of the palace. And then he went up to the mountain.
他看到什么?
What did he see?
他看到王宫所没有看到的。
He saw what he could not see in the palace.
看到神的荣耀。
He saw the glory of God.
这个叫做扩张境界。
And this is what it means to enlarge your territory.
能够看到肉眼所看不见那个美好的境界。
It is to see the wondrousness of what you can't see from the physical world.
这个叫做真正的富足。
And so this is the true riches.
彼得是一个渔夫。
Peter was a fisherman.
如果他做渔夫一生,
If Peter were to be a fisherman for his whole life,
他看到什么？
What would he have seen?
他可能看到整网都是鱼。
He would have seen nets and nets full of fish.
卖了很多的钱，他可能在家里面可以看到很多好的东西。
He would have been able to be wealthy and may be able to buy a lot of things.
但是当主耶稣说来跟从我。
But then, when Jesus told him to follow him,
他就把那些抛到一旁。
But then he just forsook all of that.
他看到什么？
What did he see?
在变貌山上。
On the Mount of Transfiguration,
他看到主耶稣变貌。
He saw Jesus transfigured.
衣服洁白，荣耀放光。
He saw his garments turn white and flash and glow.
这个就是天上荣耀的主耶稣荣耀显现神形状的显现。
And this is the heavenly glory and manifestation of Jesus.
这个叫做扩张地界。
And this is what it means to enlarge your territory.
地上没有的扩张到灵界里面，我们就得到了。
So what the ground doesn't have, it through the heavenly, through heaven we can see.
所以今天我们要追求什么？
So today, what must we pursue?
我们信耶稣最重要的不是要靠主耶稣在世界上享什么美好的生活。
So we do not rely on the Lord to just think about what kind of awesome pleasures we can have in this world.
这个不是信主耶稣最重要的目的。
That is not the crux of our Christianity as a Christian.
最重要的目的是要我们的生活理想从地面扩张到天上。
Our most important purpose is so that we may be able to reach heaven.
我们有内心属灵的富足。
That we may be able to have this internal spiritual riches.
因为神住在我们里面。
Because God lives in us.
我们看到神，我们追求神，我们得到神。
Because we see him, we can seek for him, and we pursue him, and we can gain him.
这个就是亚比斯的祷告现在对我们的意思。
And so this is the meaning that of his Yabes' prayer to us.
好，我们再回来看。
Let's come back to
look. 历代志下第四章。
First Chronicles chapter 4.
第十节。
Verse 10.
在下面一句话。
In the next phrase. That your hand would be with me.
这里说常与我同在。
That is, you would be with me always.
亚比斯祷告求神常与他同在。
Yabes prayed that the Lord would be with him always.
今天我们也可以这样向神祷告。
Today, we can also pray in this manner.
摩西活的一辈子。
Moses led a whole life.
他对人生有一个结论。
He had one conclusion toward mankind.
诗篇九十篇的第一节。
And that is Psalm chapter 90, verse 1. Psalm chapter 90, verse 1. Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations.
这里摩西说，神啊，求你世世代代做我们的居所。
Moses prays to the Lord, Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations.
什么是居所？
What is a dwelling place?
住在一起。
That is a place where you live with others.
住在一起就是同在的意思。
So living together actually means to abide or to dwell together.
所以我们求神能够住在我们里面。
We pray that the Lord may live within us.
我们能够住在神里面。
That we can live in the Lord.
那这样我们的生活就会体会到神在带领我们。
So that you may be able to experience that God is truly guiding us.
当神跟我们很亲的时候。
When God has this very deep and this contrite relationship with us.
我们就可以感受到神在带领我们。
Then we can understand and feel that He is guiding us.
但是神跟我们的关系很模糊的时候，你感觉不到，哎，神在哪里？他哪里有他在带领我
？If your relationship with God is blurry or gray, you may not understand how He is guiding you.
第二个，我们可以感觉到神在保守我们。
And secondly, we also experience that the Lord God is protecting and protecting us.
每一天都有神的保守。
And every day we have His protection.
再来，我们可以感受到神在加添我们力量。
And then we realize and feel that the Lord is providing us strength.
所以我们每天这天国路能够继续走下去。
So that we can continue to walk on this road to the heavenly kingdom.
所以亚比斯的祷告今天值得我们来追求。
So this is the prayer of Yabes in which we must pursue in this world.
神啊，求你常与我同在。
And that is, your hand be with me.
怎么追求神的同在？
How do you pursue after his abidance with you?
神的道，神的灵，神的爱。
And that is through his spirit, word, and love.
这样神就常常跟我们同在。
And that is how he can be with us.
好，我们再回来看 历代志上第四章。
Let's come back to 1 Chronicles chapter 4.
下面一句。
The next phrase says,
说保佑我不遭患难。
That you would keep me from evil.
英文翻译就有一点点不一样。
It's a little different in the English translation.
就英文就是说保守我们不要遇到不凶恶，这主导文一样，不要遇到凶恶。
So it basically says to lead us not into evil and keep us from evil.
跟读主导文一样。
And like just like the Lord's Prayer.
那这个不要遭到evil 就是这个邪恶是什么？
What does it mean to keep me from evil?
当然也可以指的罪。
So it could also point to sin.
也可以指的这日常生活的这个烦恼。
It can also point to the many the headaches that we encounter in this world.
求主耶稣能够保守我们。
And pray that the Lord keep and protect us.
不要让魔鬼借着罪来胜过我们。
To not allow Satan to control or have a dominion over us.
求主耶稣保守我们。
To ask God to
不要让世界上的思虑把我们的心缠住了，使我们没有办法来靠近神。
Not to allow the trends and anxieties of this world enchain us.
因为太多世界上的忧虑，有时候我们没有办法专心来亲近神。
Because there are so many different worries and concerns in this world that might cause us to be a victim.
好，我们看最后一句话。
Let's look at the last part of the phrase.
走不受艰苦。
That I may not cause pain.
如果前面四个都有，我们生活很多的苦难就会减少。
If you have the former four, then you will have much less to be painful, to experience pain in.
因为神的意念是平安的意念。
Because God's thoughts are not of evil, they are of peace.
不是降灾祸的意念。
They are not of evil.
所以神很愿意我们大家活得很平安很喜乐。
And so God wants us to actually live a very joyful and happy life.
这个原来是神的旨意。
That this is actually His will.
所以我们常常追求属灵上的福气。
So many times we pursue after the blessings of the Spirit.
然后我们的属灵境界能够扩张到神的国里面。
And so that we may be able to experience these blessings not on the ground but from heaven.
那常常有神与我们同在。
And that the Lord may be with us always.
保守我们不进到罪里面。
To protect us so that we may not enter evil.
我们的生活就有很多的平安跟喜乐。
Then our lives will be filled with joy and peace.
这个就是亚比斯的祷告今天对我们的意义。
So this is the prayer of Jabez and the meaning that it means to us today.
所以通过祷告，我们的生活，我们的命运是可以改变的。
And through prayer, that is how our lives can be transformed.
因为神是我们的父。
Because God is our Father.
他愿意，他也能帮助我们。
Because He's willing, and He's willing to help us.
唱诗。
Let's sing a hymn.
136。
Please sing hymn 136.
四月下旬的联恩布道会祷告。
And now we're going to pray, and we're going to especially pray for the ensuing April spiritual convocation.
大概还有不到两个月的时间。
We have just about almost 2 months left.
请我们每天为联恩布道会祷告。
And let us pray daily for the spiritual convocation.
那我们最后一次祷告也为着联恩布道会的祈祷。
And then we also pray for our prayer requests.
一起来祈祷。
Let's kneel down and pray.